Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening. Welcome aboard. It's another edition of Sports Weekend, Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, our crack producer, is Mr. Daniel Ogden. On a good mood Friday into a Saturday and a Sunday and a long holiday weekend, Veterans Day on Monday. Post-election, we talk the world of sports. You want to talk politics? Head over to CNN, go to Fox, go somewhere other than here. I could care less. Tyler Levine, fresh off another outstanding edition of First Touch, the extraordinary tops in the world soccer show. He's going to stay in for the full hour today. We got Zaid Hussein checking in from Chicago. Not all things Chicago either. I mean, the Bears, I mean, that's a bad job out of them last week. 29-9 losers in the desert to Arizona, and they got to dust themselves off. The Bears do. And who better to get healthy than to invite the New England Patriots into Soldier Field on Sunday? That's who they'll line up opposite of. So we'll do a lot of NFL. We got to do the college football stuff. The one thing I want to say here at the start, Notre Dame fan, I never thought I'd live to see the day where Notre Dame would play Florida State. Don't forget, they had one of the most contentious games ever back in the 80s and 90s. The series, ugly fights, you know, convicts, you know, the Christians versus the Catholics versus the convicts and all the other stuff. Free Shoes University, Florida State. Deion Sanders went to one class the whole time he was there in Tallahassee. Notre Dame is favored by 27 points against Florida State on Saturday. I mean, four touchdowns. All right, what are you kidding me? And Florida State was in the mix for the national championship and was whining about the playoff system a year ago? Oh, my God. And I'm a Mike Norvell guy, but oh, my Lord. They are almost 30 points. That's like, you know, that's like Notre Dame playing Bethune-Cookman, for crying out loud. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So anyways, we're going to go locked and loaded, heavy into the football, college and pro. Listen, we're halfway through November, folks. Think about that. We got the bowl season right around the corner. And we got the first ever 12-team playoff year. The rankings are out. You know, the bitching and the griping has already begun, and that makes it great, doesn't it? Doesn't it make it great? And we got an upset special you won't believe about. An outright upset special in the Big 12 coming up this weekend. We're going to give it to you. I'm Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine with us, Daniel Ogden as well. This is Sports Weekend presented by Geico Insurance and by Rocket Mortgage. We're coming right back.
Lowe's honors our military community this Veterans Day and every day. To say thank you, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get 10% off everyday purchases, plus free silver key status with MyLowe's Rewards. It's our way of showing our gratitude to the brave people who have and continue to serve our country. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Shop early. Save big. All month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is Sports Overnight America here across the country and around the globe here on iHeart. Tune in, Simple Radio, soon to be on Amazon Audible. Boy, that's the other announcement we had this week. Check out our new website at sportsovernightamerica.com. We are presented by Geico and by Rocket Mortgage. Tyler Levine along the way. And we got Zayd Hussain momentarily here. Let's bring Zayd in, and I do want to go back to last night, and then I want to get into some things with Zayd. A week from tonight, Zayd will be in Dallas with a bunch of us for the Tyson-Paul fight, too, so we're looking forward to that. Or are we? We shall see. Zayd, welcome aboard, pal. How are you? What's going on, Zayd?
Man, it's great to be on. I look forward to covering next week. We got the huge Mike Tyson fight that we've been talking about over here. And it's exciting, man. I don't know if you guys have seen some of the clips of Tyson training, but I could tell you, he looks really good for his age. And I hope we see an exciting fight next week.
Let's start right there. Tyler, you jump in after I ask this question. Let's do a little bit on this. Then I want to get to last night. Then I want to look at the weekend, college and pro. So we're going to have to move in rapid-fire succession. So let's see if we can talk in soundbite fashion here. But 8 2-minute rounds, and I'm seeing people pay ungodly amounts of money. Only in America, Zayd. Only in America. I mean, pardon me, I had Jim Lampley on, and he said the undercard with the two women is bigger than Tyson Paul will ever hope to be. Is that fair? Let me hear.
Yeah, so Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor fought previously in a split decision bout. They're arguably two of the best pound-for-pound women fighters in boxing today. So that's a fight that is obviously such a marquee matchup. But I think it's hard to ignore, you know, the stardom that a guy like Mike Tyson still has till this day. He's a guy that will have all of the older generation tuned in. And not only just that, but now the younger generation will – the younger generation that saw all the clips of Mike Tyson from the past – are also going to be tuning in to see, hey, this is a guy that was a killer back in the day. Now let's watch him again. So I think he has both generations on lock, and I think it's going to have a lot of demand next Friday.
I mean, I hope that Mike Tyson visibly knocks Jake Paul's jaw out of his mouth and onto the floor of the ring. That's what I'm hoping to see out of this fight. Like, I want to see the actual jawbone, not hypothetically, the actual jawbone on the floor of the ring in this fight. That is all I'm hoping for out of this one.
Zayd, I can't wait to hear your response to that question or that statement.
Marty, ahead. I think there's a reason why Jake Paul does so well marketing and does so well at selling fights and is popular. It's because people like Ty want to see Jake get knocked out. Everybody's tuning into this fight to see Jake Paul lose, and they will keep tuning in until he loses. And I think that's the key factor here in selling this fight. And that's why you could go to an AT&T stadium and sell out and do huge numbers, because everybody wants to see Jake Paul lose.
I respect Jake Paul, though. I do. I don't like hate the person. He's probably one of the best marketers in the entire world. But you're right. I just want to see Mike Tyson beat him up, man. I think it's crazy that he's fighting like a 6-year-old man and is like, you know, talking crap to him and stuff.
Yeah. All right. Let's turn our attention to the NFL, guys. I understand you can get all excited about Patrick Mahomes all you want. If I had to start an NFL quarterback, I'd start him before Brady. Lamar Jackson, I'm telling you right now, the guy is just add water, stir, and you get instant offense. The run last night down to the one-yard line had me out of my chair. He's unbelievable. I don't care what anyone says. Baltimore's defense can't stop themselves. They stink defensively. That secondary is brutal. They got away with more penalties than you could shake a stick at. Cincinnati deserved a better fate, but I just sit there and just I'm in stone cold disbelief when I watch Lamar Jackson. Zaid, you first, and then Tyler. Guys, this guy's amazing. He truly is. Let's hear.
Yeah, and it's not just Lamar Jackson. Look at Joe Burrow on the other side. This is yet another game and another week where a missed call is made at the end of the game, changing the results of the game. Joe Burrow clearly hit in the face on the last play on a two-point conversion attempt. I don't agree with them going for two, but not only that, a wide receiver held as well. I mean, these are missed calls after missed calls. And I think while the Ravens do look good, you know, they're going to beat themselves come the end of the year. This is a team that is a regular season Super Bowl MVP team, but as soon as those playoffs start and those lights get bright, the Ravens find a way to choke every single year, and I see nothing different this year.
I'm completely on board with that. I think their defense is a serious problem. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase ran absolute circles around them last night. I mean, I cannot believe that Cincinnati has the record that they do with the way that Joe Burrow is playing and how Ja'Marr Chase is playing as well. Joe Burrow is fifth in yards, second in touchdowns. He only has four interceptions, and he's third in QBR. And it's like, I mean, they're 4-6. It makes no sense. I saw a stat. I'm not exactly sure what sure it was. It was like QBs that have thrown over 400 yards and four touchdowns in a game have lost two times ever. And that's this season, Joe Burrow, both times against the Ravens. But I'm not taking anything away from Lamar and how if their defense could find a way to figure it out, they're in the Super Bowl for me. They are. But the issue isn't their offense at all. Their offense is unstoppable. The tandem of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry is unbelievable. And it doesn't even matter who they have at receiver. Zay Flowers, Deontay Johnson, Bateman, you know, they got two tight ends who can catch passes as well. Justice Hill is a good option coming out of the backfield to catch a pass. This offense is so dynamic. It's like nothing we've ever seen before. And Lamar Jackson is a quarterback that we've never seen someone like him. And for those who have said, oh, you know, he's not a quarterback, he's a running back, he has 24 touchdowns. He has 2,600 yards passing. Only two interceptions, first in the league in QBR. He has more touchdowns this season alone than he did in his MVP season all of last year throwing the football. He's unbelievable.
All right. Yeah, let's turn our attention to the game of the week. It's the Commanders at home against the Steelers. Guys, this is a game where it looks like, this could end for the Commanders at least for 1 week. Listen, Robinson's out. They had one other injury they announced today. I don't have it in front of me. Is Washington poised to get picked off here, or does the Jaden Daniels, you know, unbelievable circus show continue? Because this guy right now is lighting up the National Football League. And speaking of Lamar Jackson, how about the Beltway? The Beltway in Washington, Baltimore, you got Lamar Jackson and you've got Jaden Daniels. My Lord. I mean, this is crazy. Let's start with you, Zay. Tyler, you too. Does the Jaden Daniels train finally come off the tracks here on Sunday at home against the visiting Steelers? Let me hear.
Yeah, I think Washington rolls here, actually. Sharp money, a ton of sharp, respected money has came in on the Commanders, betting as two and a half point favorites now at home against the Steelers. I think the Steelers winning three straight, Commanders winning three straight as well, but I think the difference is going to be the offense. Can Russell Wilson and Pittsburgh put up the numbers to stay with Washington? On the road, I do not think so. I think Washington is one of the most criminally underrated defenses in the league, and they're going to be able to put up 25-plus points. I think if they score over 20, that they win this game, and I think we'll see that this Sunday.
I'm all over Washington in this spot. I do not care that Robinson is out injured. You know, if they were going to lose this game, they're a 2.5-point favorite with their starting running back being out. And don't forget, they still have Eckler, who is beyond serviceable. He's a vet. He knows what he's doing. Listen, he doesn't have the speed he used to by any means, but I don't think it matters. I'm with Zaid on this as well. Their defense has found a way. But, you know, in the beginning of the season, we're talking about how bad their defense is. And now, because of their starting quarterback and how the offense is playing, their defense has stepped it up, and it's because they believe that they can win games, and it's and they're not on the field as often as they normally are used to being on the field with a quarterback who isn't good. And I think the Steelers aren't good at all. Like, they, sure, they're 6-2. This happens every year. A couple seasons ago, weren't they like 10-0 or something? And everyone's like, what the hell's happening here? And then they lost like 8 straight games. I think their defense is going to step up. I think that the crowd is going to be going absolutely bananas because they have Jaden Daniels as their quarterback. Who wouldn't want to have Jaden Daniels as their quarterback right now? And I think that the Commanders roll. I really do. I think they cover the spread. I think they win easily. And it, you know, it doesn't bother me if the Steelers have a good defense.
All right, let's extend it, if we could, producer Dan Ogden, for a couple of 3 minutes here, because we've got to hit these college games. So this will be it. But let's go quick, guys. You can tell me all you want about Alabama, LSU, and Georgia, Ole Miss. I think those are going to be two absolute slobber knockers. But I'm telling you right now, guys, the upset special of the weekend is Utah at home. Their season's been a train wreck, 4-4, 4-3, whatever, totally underachieving. But I'm telling you right now, BYU's getting picked off Saturday night. I'll watch the other games, but I have my eye on this one. And I'm telling you right now, I love the Utes in this spot. You guys, go ahead. Take a stab at those two big games if you want. But the best game of the night and the big one that's going to affect the playoff is BYU says BYU to bye-bye to the automatic bid, at least for now, out of the Big 12. Let me hear you guys. Go ahead.
I think I'm all on board with this as well. I mean, BYU is a -3 favorite. You look at that, and, you know, most people say, oh, my God, BYU -3. They're going to blow them out. I think Utah wins this one. I really do. I think this – I'm all over this with you as well. If they were going to blow them out and this was going to be an easy win, that number would be higher.
I don't know, guys. I think this is a good spot for BYU. Even though they're on the road, you got to remember, having the extra rest coming off of the bye last week, 37-24 victory at UCF 2 weeks ago. This is a team that's shown that they could win on the road and at home. So BYU 8-0, now looking to move to 9-0. I like them. I like them in the spot. I think the bye coming off of it, you have extra time to prepare and extra time to focus on this game, and they've shown that they could win on the road. Give me BYU to cover and keep rolling and go to 9-0, guys.
All right, guys. Zaid, finish up. Give me 30 seconds. The Bears better be careful. The Patriots, when they win games they have no business winning, and this could be one of them. Can the Bears actually lose to the Patriots on Sunday? Really?
Bears win against horrible teams, and they cover against horrible teams, and that's what they will do this Sunday. Give me the Bears to roll, and for my NFL best bet this weekend, give me the New York Jets to beat the Arizona Cardinals. Jets opened up as a 1-point underdog. They're now 1.5-point favorites. Aaron Rodgers and company needs a win desperately, and I think they move to 4-6 and get that win this weekend. Give me the Jets all day this weekend. Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams connect for a touchdown, and we see a big game out of them.
I love both of those.
Yeah, we'll talk to you over the weekend, Zaid. Excellent job. Next Friday night, you'll be live with us, and it will be inside AT&T in Irving, Texas. We'll be getting ready for Mike Tyson, Jake Paul. And we'll look forward to it. Zaid will be with us in Dallas and the whole crew as well. All right, good job. Tyler, you stay right there. We've got Giovanna Scroggins coming up. Dak Prescott heads to the IR. It's a big, fat yawn in Big D. And then across the country, nobody really cares. But we'll give her a shot at that. She's coming up next. This is Sports Overnight America. It's the Sports Weekend Edition here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Yeah, talking the world of sports here on a football Friday into the weekend, 2-3 hours Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern. Of course, that's, 4 to 7 on the Pacific Coast and Central Time, 6 to 9. It is Sports Weekend presented by GEICO and by Rocket Mortgage. Tyler Levine along the way as well. Let's get her in here. Giovanna Scroggin, she's weighing in from where we're going to be. We take the road show to Dallas next week for Tyson Jake Paul, and we hope to run into Giovanna. Giovanna, Marty, and Tyler, how are you today? What's going on?
I'm doing good, and I have a question for Tyler. I hope he had Jamar Chase on his fantasy team yesterday.
I played against him. I played against him, Joe Burrow, and Chase Brown. I got 115 points scored against me to start my fantasy week, which is now over.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Giovanna, I thought when he told me that he had Jamar Chase. You know, it's funny. We can get to Dak Prescott in a moment. I don't want to leave with the Cowboys. I mean, Cowboys-Eagles are playing, and there's just no buzz for this game. There is zero buzz. I mean, you can tell me about Cooper Rush till you're blue in the face, but there's no buzz. Giovanna, did you stay up and watch the whole thing last night? I mean, what a crazy back-and-forth game. I mean, the fumble by, speaking of Brown and Chase Brown fumbles, and the whole complexion of that game changes, and now – you know, they're giving the Cincinnati coach some grief about going for two. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, Tampa Bay decided to kick an extra point on Monday night against the Chiefs. What'd that get them? Mahomes took him right down the field, and they stick it in the end zone. So, I mean, I have no problem with Cincinnati going for two there, especially on the road, and just get the hell out of Baltimore with an upset. Didn't happen. Did you stay with it last night, Giovanna? Let me hear.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched that whole game in its entirety. I actually picked the Bengals to win because I just, you know, I really trusted Joe Burrow. But ever when Chase Brown got that that fumble, and I have Chase Brown on my fantasy league, actually. But when he got that fumble, that, in my opinion, was the turn of the game, and that was essentially what cost them the game. I have no problem with going for the 2-point. I think that was the right call made. But I think that that fumble really changed the tide when it comes to this game, and they couldn't get it done against the Ravens, which going into it, we knew this was going to be a shootout, especially after, you know, we saw that other matchup in week 5 between these two teams and Lamar Jackson going against Joe Burrow. So we knew it was going to be a great game. This, in my opinion, was probably one of the best Thursday night football games I've watched in the, probably the last 4 or 5 weeks. So it was really entertaining.
Tyler, did you have any problem with Cincy going for 2 there? Because I didn't.
Absolutely not. And to be very, very fair, there's pass interference and a face mask on that 2-point.
Two fouls. Yep.
So two flags that didn't get thrown. Classic in the NFL. It seems like every week when they're – every primetime game, we're now seeing just an egregious missed call by the referees. I don't know if anyone saw this, but LASIK tweeted out that they're offering free LASIK to NFL referees, which is unbelievable. And good on them because they certainly need it. And look, if one of those flags is thrown, they have the ball at, what, the half-yard line, and they give the ball to Chase Brown, who had a great night, and he gets it in, and they get the win. And for those who are criticizing the Bengals for going for 2, those are the same people that were criticizing the Bucs, like Marty said last week, for not going for 2. And
right,
look,
right.
You know, you're sitting 4-5. You're on the road against potentially, you know, the second best, you know, outside of the Chiefs, the best team in the NFL. And,
exactly.
You know, like what – you hadn't, since the fumble, you could not stop them for the life of you. So are you going to risk it? You know, sure, you kick the field goal, and then the coin toss happens. The Ravens get it. They march down the field and score. And then what? The same result happened. So I have absolutely no problem with that at all. I don't know why Zach Taylor's under fire. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I'm hearing pundits here go off on Zach Taylor today. I'm like, shut your mouth. You know what I had a problem with, guys and gals? You know what I had a problem with? Did you see the lame-ass onside kick by Cincinnati? It looked like he was kicking a booger off his toe or kicking some cow crap off his toe. Did you see the damn – that onside kick was despicable. Did you see it? Did you pay attention?
Yeah, I don't know. I have never really seen a successful onside kick, but that was – outside of those two calls that weren't called, that was egregious in my opinion. Like, that was terrible.
These onside
kicks.
Did
you see it, Tyler?
Have you seen the ones where they're just punting the ball in the air and then everyone's found the workaround where you just call a fair catch and then no one can really do anything? Like, it's just, I don't know what's going on with these onside kicks. I don't hate the kickoff rule change, but I feel like it's kind of ruined the onside kick strategy, and it's made it all weird, and I'm not a huge fan of it.
Did you see the onside kick? Did you stay awake to see it?
No, from last night, no.
Tyler, it looked like Pee Wee Herman.
I'll pull
Herman.
It up right now.
I'm serious. Look at that onside kick, and I'm telling you, that kicker is if I'm the coach, that guy gets waived. He is off the team. I'm telling you. You look at this. He looked like a little fair weather boy who just tapped the ball, and he didn't kick it, but 6 yards. It's got to go 10.
Yeah. Didn't even get a chance. Didn't even.
That's embarrassing.
Did you see it?
Have it not even go 10 yards, it's just that's don't I could kick an onside kick practice? 10 yards. That's what I'm saying. Like, how had the, you have practices all week. What is up with these onside kicks? Like, how are we not better at this? Come on.
It's true. I mean, it's just like he looked totally like he looked like Pee Wee Herman or Richard Simmons in an exercise class, and he kind of daintily approached the ball, and he kind of nudged it like a fairy. I hate to say it. It was unbelievable. I mean, I was just absolutely stunned. I better shut up before I get us in trouble here. I got to calm down. I got to calm down. All right, let's get to Dak real quick because this is a nothing burger. Okay, he's going on the IR. You know what IR stands for? Not injured reserve. It's irrelevant. I mean, Dak Prescott, I can't believe the money. They don't give the money to Derrick Henry. They need a running back, and then they back up the Brinks truck for Dak Prescott, and here we go again, injured once more. Let me hear, Giovanna. What's the mood in Dallas? And there's no buzz for this game, so don't try to sell it because you won't get away with it. This game is a nothing burger.
Yeah, I agree. The only positive out of this game is an NFC East matchup, but we know who's going to win, backup quarterback for the Cowboys. Cooper Rush is not bad, but I don't think he's going to get the job done, especially against Jalen Hurts and a healthy Eagles team. So yeah, this game has no buzz around it. I, quite frankly, probably won't even watch this game. I'll look at the updates later on ESPN.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say this right now. I think the Cowboys might have a better chance of winning with Cooper Rush than Dak Prescott. He is 11th in the league in passing. Yep. He has 1,900 yards, 11 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and he's 25th in QBR. How is this guy helping you win games? How is he?
I know.
It's insane. And like, you see him on the – I don't know if you guys saw the clip. You see him in slow-mo saying, "We suck." After last week.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like they cannot help themselves.
That's your leader of your team.
The whole franchise is in disarray. And I don't know. Listen, call me crazy. Sometimes when a guy like a Cooper Rush comes in, a backup, you know, they can have these magic moments. And, you know, sometimes a breath of fresh air is helpful for a team that has absolutely nothing going for them. And the only positive that the Cowboys have going for them in this game is that they have absolutely nothing to lose and it can't get worse.
You know, I'm glad you're optimistic, Tyler. I'm really glad you have some optimism.
You know, I wonder if Jerry Jones draws a sober breath during the week. Some of his decisions are just unbelievable. I mean, I'm serious. It's just stunning. And can he finally just strip himself of the GM title and get a football person in there? I mean, this is not – everyone's pointing to the fact that Dallas doesn't win because of coaching and this. He doesn't fire coaches. You know why? Because he knows. He looks in the mirror every day and he realizes he's the reason they're not winning the way the Cowboys expect to. He doesn't have to look far. He only has to look in the mirror. All right, Giovanna, stay put if you could. Give us a few minutes on the other side because there's some college stuff going on. And here we go. I'm talking about Notre Dame, Florida State on paper just being such a stunning – you know, a stunning mismatch with what's going on at Florida State. But how about the University of Florida? And Texas is favored by 3 touchdowns over Billy Napier's Gators. So it could be a lopsided Saturday, but maybe an epic Saturday in college football. We'll examine on the other side here on Sports Byline. Who stole my baby?
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant.
Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports and sports weekend here. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, Giovanna Scroggins. Yeah, we got a little bit of a Friday into a weekend, Saturday and Sunday and a holiday Monday. We got it going. We got like a little sports huddle going here. It's great to have Giovanna on board. She'll stay on with us here. Yeah, congratulations to American Premium Vodka. APV, right? When you go in and get it, just say, I want some APV, American Premium Vodka. Johnson Brothers, one of the country's biggest distributors now, is distributing APV, American Premium Vodka. Check it out. All right. Away we go. All right. Yeah, Giovanna, I mean, I don't know. Texas in the SEC, Florida struggling. You got a buzzless weekend. You got a buzzless Texas-Florida game on Saturday and a buzzless Cowboys-Eagles. And I think SMU's off this week, are they not? Give me a quick hit.
Yeah, SMU's on the bye this week, so can't watch the Mustangs and the Pony Express play. Texas is at home against Florida. Again, like you said, buzzless. I think that game's going to be a win for Texas. So we're watching teams all around the country play. I'm really looking at LSU and Alabama. I think that's going to be a really good game. And obviously Oregon atop the AP poll rankings. And then I know you mentioned Notre Dame, number 10, going against Florida State. And obviously, that is just terrible considering the season they had last season and then coming into this season and just can't figure it out.
Life comes at you fast, huh? Florida State last season, you know, crying and whining about how they didn't make the playoffs. They get absolutely smoked in a bowl game, and now here they are.
Wow. You know, here's what I want to ask you guys. Can we all agree that Indiana football is like something we have to talk about?
They are.
Guys, they're favored, and Giovanna, they're favored 14 over your Michigan Wolverines, Tyler. I never thought we'd see this. What do you guys make of this? Seriously. And if they get into the playoff, there is nobody that wants to go up against that quarterback, Rourke, Cignetti, that coach, and the way this team just gets it. They go to the ball on defense. Their special teams are unbelievable. They can score in an instant. I'm telling you right now, this is a story that I think is just underappreciated and underreported and underdiscussed in this country. Tyler, let's start with you. Indiana, Michigan, your thoughts on the Hoosiers.
I mean, I've never seen a spread that's more deserving, to be honest. You have a lackluster and mediocre Michigan team going up against a team that it doesn't matter who you root for, you're rooting for Indiana, and I know it, and deservingly so. I mean, I don't, in my entire 27 years of life, think before this season, I even heard Indiana football mentioned in a college football conversation. And here we are now talking about how they're a 14-point favorite against Michigan, looking at the college football playoff coming up, and being a team that nobody wants to face with a quarterback who has 2,200 yards passing, 19 touchdowns, and only 3 interceptions in college, which is incredibly impressive.
It's crazy. Any thoughts on that, Giovanna, this Indiana Hoosier football team? Because when I see them, I mean, I watched them a couple weeks ago,
and they just absolutely dismantled Nebraska. Yeah. It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah. Coming into week 11, 9-0, like, that deserves a round of applause. And to Tyler's point, I mean, I don't even think this season alone in college football, there's a lot of teams in the top 25 and even in the top 12 that I don't think we would ever talk about. But definitely for sure, Indiana, that was a beautiful surprise. And I'm honestly really glad and grateful for them, because that's, I've said this time and time again, that's what makes college football so fun and so exciting to watch over the NFL, because you have teams that you weren't even thinking about last season. And then now this season, they're going into week 11, 9-0. So.
All right, let's go through the NFL real quick here. You guys share that opinion on Zay. Jets in the desert against the Cardinals. Interesting spot. You know, the Jets lose to the Patriots, and I'm thinking, man, oh, man, can it get any worse? They're not out of this thing. That division is weak other than Buffalo. The Jets have a very favorable schedule. This is a tricky, tricky spot. I don't know. It almost looks goofy. Jets, Cardinals. Let's start with you, Tyler. Then, Giovanni, you take a stab at that game. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, in terms of the Jets' playoff hopes, the Bengals losing last night was incredibly helpful for them, as they, you know, will hope for a wild card spot. In terms of this game, I absolutely love the Jets. The Cardinals won last week, which means that they will lose this week. It's been a trend for, what, the last 2 or 3 years now. I don't think they've won back-to-back weeks in multiple seasons. And I think that the Jets are now riding high on momentum. They beat a very good Texans team. And I think that as the season continues to progress, this Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams connection is only going to grow. Garrett Wilson is unbelievable. The kid is a bona fide superstar. Adams is in there. Brees Hall is beyond serviceable as well. Look, their defense has not been playing great, but they have very good defensive players. And sometimes just, you know, one win is all it really takes to get the train rolling. And, I mean, you mentioned their schedule. As we look at what they have coming up, they have the Cardinals. I got that as a win. Home versus the Colts, I have that as a win. The Seahawks, who have not been good, that should be a win. The Dolphins are terrible. That should be a win. Jaguars, Rams, they don't play a good team until they play the Bills. I think it's in week 17 where they go to Buffalo and they wrap the season up with the Dolphins. There's no reason why the Jets can't have one loss for the rest of the season.
Crazy.
And if they go on a run and win 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight going into Buffalo, they're going to be feeling good, and there's no reason they can't take on the Bills.
I don't disagree. What about you, Giovanna? Aaron Rodgers and the Jets written off for dead. This was a plane that was not going to take off. All of a sudden, the Jets may be poised to not only take off but soar here. Big opportunity on Sunday in Arizona. Let me hear, Giovanna.
Yeah, this is a big opportunity for the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. I agree with pretty much everything. I think the Jets are going to take the W over the Cardinals. My only issue, looking at their schedule going forward, yes, all those games should be a win, but there's games that they've played in the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks that should have been a win as well. So I don't really know if you can put all, you know, the trust and like look at their schedule and be like, oh, this is easily winnable on paper for sure. But I think this team has proven to us that we cannot, you know, write it up and make sure it's 100% when it comes to them winning games. So it's going to be really interesting to see going forward.
Marty, can I add something in here real quick? This is a
statement. Yeah, go ahead.
This is a statement game for the Jets. This is the game on their schedule with where they're at right now, where they have to for themselves, for their fans, and for the rest of the league, say, we are back. They need to blow the doors off the Arizona Cardinals this week. They need to put up 30-plus on offense. They need to shut them down defensively. They need to shut down Kyler Murray. They need to shut down James Conner. They got to have Marvin Harrison Jr. on a couple catches, 30 yards. You know, if they're going to, I'm not going to say win out, but make the playoffs, they have to dominate this game. They can't afford to just cover this 1.5-point spread and win by a field goal. No. They got to win big here.
Guys, and Giovanna, here's what I want to say. Lions-Texans, I got sucked in by the Texans before. You know, they were playing Minnesota, and I'm thinking, you know what, they're going in there. Minnesota's 5-0. I'm telling you right now, the Texans get blown out. A few weeks later, they've got an NFC North schedule that they're playing, obviously, outside their own division. They go into Lambeau. They show no guts. Yeah, it went down to the wire, and Green Bay needed a last-second field goal to win the game. But still, the Texans, I'm telling you, this team is so – I like Stroud. I like Mixon. I like some of the things they're doing. I like the coaching story. Win a big game, would you please? Here comes Detroit. The game is in Houston, and I'm telling you right now, guys, it's going to turn into a track meet, and it's going to look like – it's just going to be a rout. I'm telling you, this Detroit team is almost unstoppable. And a lot of people think we should just stop the shenanigans and just anoint Detroit and Kansas City and let's all meet in New Orleans and go to the Super Bowl and have a good time. So, Giovanna, you can start here, but I just don't believe in the Texans. I just don't believe in them. Nice story. They don't win big games. They're the Penn State of the NFL. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head right there, Marty. I think the Texans are a really good team, even coming into this 2024 season. However, until Nico Collins comes back, I really don't think this Texans offense is really going to be in their full form. He was, I think, activated off the IR. I don't expect him to play this week. He's probably going to return next week, which I believe they do play the Cowboys, so that's going to be interesting. But yeah, until Nico Collins comes back, I don't think this offense is going to be where it should be, especially losing Stephon Diggs. And on the other hand, Detroit Lions currently, I mean, Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, David Montgomery, all those offensive weapons, it is a nasty combination. I don't know if we're going to see them in the Super Bowl, but I'm definitely rooting for them in NOLA for Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, Tyler, what do you think? I mean, can the Texans, you know, I'm seriously, win a big game for once, would you please?
The question is not, you know, can the Lions beat the Texans or are they? It's how are they going to beat the Texans? Are they going to run it down their throat? Are they going to throw the ball over them? Are they going to trick play them to death? I mean,
some offensive linemen.
Yeah. Well, what are we going to see? What are we going to see this week is the real question, because the Lions are winning, no doubt. They're going to blow the doors off of them. This spread's -4. I wouldn't be surprised if they win by 2 touchdowns. And right. to touch on the Texans, they're a very good football team. They're plagued with injuries right now. Tank Dell's coming off of an ACL injury last season, so he's not – doesn't matter if he's, you know, healed and playing. Like, it still takes a little bit of time. It usually takes a season, unless you're Adrian Peterson, to get back on your feet. And with Nico Collins out and Diggs out, it's just they don't have enough, especially to take on a team like Detroit, who's playing the way they are right now. The Lions will absolutely roll the Texans this week.
I agree. And, you know, in fairness, and that's a good point, the injuries that you guys pointed out with Nico and also with Tank Dell, I mean, that's fair. No question about it. I'll ask you guys, what other games got you guys all wound up this weekend, NFL-wise? I'm telling you, I can't find it. I mean, maybe Bills-Colts, because I mean, I thought the Colts really just didn't show up. That was a weird game Sunday night up in the Twin Cities at U.S. Bank. Colts 7-0 at the half. It was weird. And you just knew it was a matter of time before the Vikings pulled away and won that game. But I got to tell you what, 49ers, Buccaneers up in Tampa? I don't know. You guys tell me.
For me, the Chiefs and Broncos is very intriguing. Reason being, the Chiefs are obviously 8-0. They're playing at home. They're 7.5-point favorites. You know, on paper, this looks like a blowout. But the Broncos are a gritty team, and they have potentially the two best cornerbacks in the league. They have a very serviceable defense. Bo Nix is starting to kind of come into his own. Courtland Sutton is having a pretty decent season. I don't think that the Broncos are going to win this game, but it's one I definitely have my eyes on in terms of I'm just intrigued to see what's going to happen here, because this is the NFL. These are pro athletes on both sides of the ball. Anything can happen. If the Chiefs are not on their game, there is no reason why the Broncos can't take them down. However, I don't expect that to happen. But in terms of, you know, in a week where there isn't too much jumping off, you know, the schedule, this is one that I'll definitely be tuning into.
Well, you're wrong about the Steelers because they are going to beat the Commanders. Giovanna, I'll limit you to that game. You weren't on for the first segment. Who do you like in the Commanders-Steelers game in the nation's capital? Robinson out for Washington. Your take real quick on that game.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of my games that I'm watching this week is going to be that game exactly, with Jaden Daniels going against the Steelers. I really want to take Jaden Daniels because that's my dog. I love him currently right now. But I don't think this game is going to be a blowout for the Commanders, nor do I think it's going to be, you know, a blowout for the Steelers. It's going to be probably a close one. So I'm definitely intrigued by that one. I'm not really sure who I'm picking in that one either.
I love the fact that you said you love them right now. So, you know, you're like anybody else. You can change your opinion. So if Jaden Daniels lays an egg, he's not going to be your dog anymore. He's going to be out sitting in the dog house is what's going to happen. Hey, listen, great job out of you, Giovanna. Tyler, you hang in. We got a two-minute drill coming up. All right, so Giovanna, we will get back to you. Excellent job. Thank you. We will come back here on Sports Overnight America. It's Sports Weekend on a football Friday into a Saturday and a Sunday and a long holiday weekend. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
And I'll give you a reason why the Steelers are going to take out the Commanders as we bring Tyler back in here. The Commanders' defense is terrible against the run, ranked 30th in the league. Najee Harris is going to have a big, big Sunday. But I will say this, the game's going to stay in the teens or low 20s. If it goes mid-20s, forget it. It's over with. So I think you go. But I love the Steelers. And the Commanders now are going to get a little taste of it right now because they're being the hunted. They're not the hunter anymore. They're being hunted there, Tyler.
Listen, rookie quarterbacks are 11-0 against the spread this season as favorites. Both Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams are favorites this week. I'm taking both of them to cover, and I think that the Commanders make a statement in a spot where their running back is out and everyone thinks they're going to flop. I think they get the job done this weekend.
Do you think Jaden Daniels could get both Rookie of the Year and MVP?
He cannot get MVP because Lamar Jackson exists. But he'll certainly get Rookie of the Year. If Lamar was not in the NFL, I think that he'd definitely be in the running for it. But Lamar's season is just, I mean, he's having a significantly better season through just 10 weeks than he had all of last year. I mean, he has more passing touchdowns right now at this point than he did all of last season. And that's not even including all of the running that he's doing and everything like that as well.
Do you think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL? Because I don't.
Best quarterback, yes. Statistically, no.
Good job, Tyler. Excellent job. Daniel Ogden, outstanding work out of you. What a great day. Seriously, guys. Excellent job. Thanks to Giovanna Scroggins as well. Zaid Hussein, back at it tomorrow night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And enjoy your college football Saturday, your NFL Sunday. And if you're observing Veterans Day on Monday, enjoy that as well. For Tyler Levine, Daniel Ogden, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your weekend here on Sports Byline. Adios.